Definitions come in two ways. If you open another The Greatest Hits volume from the group Merriam-Webster, you will find positive definitions. A cat, noun, a small domesticated carnivorous mammal with soft fur, a short snout, and retractable claws, apparently. Positive definitions allow for precision, and come with a hernia belt for proper lifting, a new addition. But we probably opt for the second way of defining things more regularly. A cat, noun, not a dog. This is a helpful exercise, especially when taking up questions even closer than man's best friend. Like, what should I be doing? Paul has this interior dialogue in our first reading today. The apostle to the Gentiles sent that way through a negative definition. When the Jews opposed and reviled Paul, he shook out his garments and said to them, "Your blood be on your heads. I am clear of this responsibility. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." Put it another way, what should I be doing? Clearly not this. Paul closes a trying chapter of preaching to his kind, to the Jews, realizing perhaps God is moving him another way. He finds his purpose through a negative, not this, definition. It might be good to take a brief examination this morning. Some things are meant to be persevered through, to gain patience through endurance. Others, though, might be saying to us, not this. We pull out the dictionary this morning, asking Paul for support, prayers, knowing that God can guide us in all ways.